So, how's your summer going? I have to laugh at how, as adults, we are so preoccupied with the temperature outside in comparison to how completely uninterested my children are. All they care to know is whether or not the sun is shining, can they get wet today, and is it too early for the first popsicle? Remember those summer days? I hope you allow yourself to revisit that time, even if it's just for a few stolen hours after a long day at work. Or, if you're lucky, maybe you can escape back into your childlike attitude towards summer for an entire glorious day or weekend. Go on a camping trip and suddenly you will be back in your childhood. Allow yourself to remember how wonderful it was to lay in wait for a grasshopper to come your way as you chewed on the end of a piece of tall grass. Or how you would squeal in delight when the cold water from the sprinkler hit your bare back the first time. Play some music that reminds you of your fourth grade crush and revel in summertime once again. Today's guest on Love Someone may provide our children with memories of their favorite summer. He's a three-time Grammy-nominated and Brit Award-winning multi-platinum singer, songwriter, producer, and guitarist who hails from the UK, and that you have heard played on my show quite a bit, with hits like Let It Go and Hold Back the River. His music is soulful and stirring and speaks to that in all of us that yearns for and believes in the power of love. I invited him to join me today because he's got some brand new babies to brag about. The first is his new daughter, Ada, who made her entrance last fall. That's a hard act to follow up, but apparently it inspired some new music. His third full-length album, Leap, was released on July 8th, and he's getting ready to hit the road on his much-anticipated North American headline tour in August. I'm so looking forward to this conversation with the delightful James Bay. But first, I want to do a little bragging myself on one of my podcast sponsors. I absolutely love everything that comes out of a box labeled Balsam Hill. Their huge sale this month will let you save big and bring home the magic of Christmas all July. You can get up to 50% on that dream tree you've had your eye on for so long. I've been using Balsam Hill decor in my home and my studio for years now, and everything still looks as fresh as the day it arrived. I say it's never too early to get in the Christmas spirit, so why wait? Find everything you need at balsamhill.com. But hurry, the mid-July sale ends on Monday, August 1st. Welcome to Love Someone Today. James Bay has kind of taken the world by storm, which is kind of weird because you seem so laid back.
Oh, thank you so much.
And so not about hype, and yet there is all this energy swirling about you right now. I think because your sound is so unique.
Wow. Hype is pretty stressful.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I feel as though I've had some experiences with it this far, and it's pretty stressful. So I try to keep a little distance from it if I can.
It's kind of cool because everything I've read about you or seen about you or followed about you, you're pretty down to earth and laid back. And I love that.
Thank you. No, I appreciate what you're saying. And I understand. And like, there are so many different ways to approach talking about this and to think about it and to approach it just myself as an artist. And those ways change. They kind of change as I grow, and over time, you know, I'm looking at it right now. I'm on album 3, and it's been nearly 10 years of sort of operating as a professional artist, recording and touring, because I signed a record deal about 10 years ago, and I'd been touring a little bit before that, and then I got really busy with that and recording once I signed. And then 2015, my first album came out. So it's not quite been 10 years of sort of putting albums out yet. But still, I've been through different versions of like how to approach it. And of course, on the first album, that you are, when you're brand new, and there's this thing they refer to as the shock of the new, which is always a very enticing and sort of delicious prospect for any music fans around the world, myself included, when I'm experiencing other artists, you know, debuting. A lot of hype comes with it, and there is the machine, you know, there is the music industry machine that really kind of rears its head, and it's all a lot to take on and a lot to deal with. And in my experience now, since then, and since releasing, you know, other music and other albums, you have to kind of grow a thicker skin. But you have to learn which parts of it to. I've decided that there's parts of it that have been worth sort of embracing and kind of owning. And there are parts of it that I've had to learn to distance myself from, because they can be, I think it's actually kind of fair to say that there are versions of sort of hype and excitement that can get a little toxic and a little intense. So I'm trying to really see these sides of my life and work, and the line between those things blurs enormously, from a hopefully a slightly more kind of wise perspective. But that's always relative to the amount of time you've been doing something. And I guess maybe I haven't been doing this that long in the grand scheme of things, and in, you know, next to how long I want to be able to do this for.
Yeah. And if you can figure that balance out now, you'll get to do it a lot longer, because you'll live a lot longer.
I really hope so. You know what? Let's just touch on the kind of the pressures. There are so many different evolving pressures, and the music business is a good number of decades old at this point. If we look at, you know, the pop music business really kicking into gear sometime around maybe the 50s, it's not old now, because it's clearly going to kind of last a lot longer, but things have sort of changed and evolved over that time. And yeah, I know even at what I think is the beginning of my career still, I know I'd love to do it for a long time yet. So I've got to stay savvy in any way that I can.
Stay savvy and stay grounded. Right. And you have a little one, I understand, that kind of helps with that grounding process now.
I mean, so my daughter Ada, she is nearly 9 months old, and
pulling herself up on the edge of the coffee table yet?
Correct. And the coffee table is far too sharp, so that needs to go.
Duct tape and pool noodles.
Yeah, that I feel like just, oh, pool noodles, nice.
Pool noodles are the answer for toddlers for everything. Okay, you can put them on the edges. You just slice them open. You know, go to the dollar store, get a pool noodle, slice it open, put it on the edge of everything.
Oh, I love that. That's a great one. So that's going to be happening as of tomorrow. But yes, what a way to bring everything back down to earth for me as an artist, and, you know, as a human being, and now as a father. But like, just the artist part. And, you know, I've already mentioned about how there's a line between my work life and my sort of personal life. And it's a very blurry line as a songwriter. The things sort of come very close to each other all the time. But having a baby really does bring everything back down to earth in a beautiful way, but in a very sort of stark and real way as well, because she doesn't understand. Even now, she doesn't have a clue what I do or what it's about. When I get, like, at some point in the early hours of the morning, or some crazy time in the random time in the afternoon or late at night, she wouldn't know about the late at night one, but suddenly I might be all dressed up and walking out the door to do something, so make a video, do a show. And like, that's gonna, you know, her like approach to understanding that is gonna change and change and change, and I have to stay with my feet planted strongly on the ground as I kind of help her kind of understand what I'm doing, and so as not to, like I've been trying to do all this time, so as not to just exist with my head in the clouds, right?
You don't impress me as somebody who would ever exist with your head in the clouds. I could be very wrong. Like I say, all I see is what I read and what Manny has shared with us, your record guy who has been a dear friend of ours for 20 years. Sure. But you seem, I'm not saying you're not affected by all the popularity, press, and sweet things people write about you. You know, we've changed the spelling of your last name from Bay, like Baywatch, like go out on the ocean, to Bay, as in babe, because you're adorable. And I saw one article about why you are every man's man crush right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Well, look, I don't know. There is a very tiny percentage of a bunch of that stuff that is, if I'm being really real, is probably worth accepting as I move through this life and try and carry on in the capacity that I have been doing. But the rest of it, the 99%, I need to just leave the door.
And because you've been in a long-term relationship with somebody, I heard you say that you don't need women flirting with you, hitting on you. You don't need any one-liners because you are with the person that you want to be with. And I thought, I love you for that.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel as though I am. I really do. Me and Lucy, we've been together since we grew up in the same town.
Where's so that? Where'd you grow up?
That's a small place right in the really, I know England, the UK is a very sort of strange shaped country, but if there's a center point right in the middle, that's where we're from. It's called Hitchin. There's about 30,000 people there. So it's not a big place. It's pretty suburban. And suburban, what's the word?
Whatever.
Yeah, one of those words. It's pretty suburban. It's about an hour outside of London, which is kind of good when you're a kid. Sort of eventually, it's not too far to get to that big exciting city. But like beyond that, it's pretty run of the mill. It's not incredibly exciting. It's very easy to kind of grow up there. It was a pretty safe place. Everything's very local, so it was. That was cool. But then there gets a point when anybody's anything between 16 and sort of 19 years old, like
bored.
Myself, you got to go, got to get out, got to move. I went when I was 18. I moved away to sort of kind of discover myself eventually as a solo artist that I wanted to be. That's where me and Lucy met there. We grew up there. And now we're living in big, scary London and traveling the world now and again, which is crazy.
So I read in one of the articles that you found a guitar in the house that you were living in.
Yeah.
Somebody left a nice guitar lying around and you discovered it in the basement.
Yeah, kind of. It's pretty much that. So my uncle owned a guitar for probably 10 years, never learned to play it, and sold it to my dad. My dad owned that guitar for probably 15 years, never learned to play it, and put it in a cupboard in the spare bedroom in our house. And when I was 11, or maybe even younger, actually, but I found it. I knew it was there. So probably I was like 7 or 8. A few years passed, and I always thought about it being there. And I didn't think sort of too much more than that about it because I was interested in other stuff. And then I heard a fantastic guitar riff, a brilliant record called Layla by Derek and the Dominoes, Eric Clapton's band in the early 70s. It blew me away. And I knew, I sort of felt this like lightning bolt shock of emotion rush through me. And I sort of said to my dad, I have to learn how to do this. I have to know. And that's how sort of sensational, intense, I guess, kids are supposed to be. And I remember it sort of vividly. It's like, no, I got to do it right now. I got to learn. And I know there's a guitar in this house. And I didn't put together in my mind that he was playing that riff on a fired up, plugged in electric Stratocaster, like Fender electric guitar. And that all we had in the cupboard upstairs was like a nylon string, a classical, like acoustic guitar that you play like flamenco music on. So I rushed to it and I just, you know, cut to the next kind of year or so. I was just giving it my best shot. And eventually one thing led to another and I got a little bit better. And then I got an electric guitar and then I was off and away by the time I was 12 years old.
Wow. I was not much older when I started playing with a tape recorder and pretending I was on the radio.
Brilliant. So you should have been. I mean, you know, it was a different time even for me when back at that age. Like we did have a computer in the house, but like it was a couple of years until like the internet was so like accessible and YouTube existed. And when that stuff came along, I had up until that point, I'd been listening to records and just picking out the notes and like learning to play by ear, which was a pretty invaluable sort of skill to build up. And then by the time YouTube came along, I'd already bought like a billion DVDs of my favorite artists. And then I was watching on YouTube and rewinding and slowing it down, all that stuff, and trying to learn from sort of watching people in every way that I could, because I didn't have the patience for lessons. I tried lessons for a little while. I didn't have the patience for being so, I was moving a little faster than that. And then eventually a lot faster than that. So I didn't have like a cell phone or anything either. I'm not quite the generation that where like 12-year-olds had cell phones. I didn't have one of those until later. So all of that like idle time, they say it's so important for creativity to just have hours where you don't actually have anything to do, where you've got like free time. And I really used that and just sort of messed around with a guitar endlessly.
Can I give you some motherly advice?
Please.
Do not give your daughter access to devices to distract her when she's little.
So me and Lucy both are really keen to do exactly what you're suggesting there.
I know it sounds old fashioned, and I know I'm the mean mom, and I made the mistake with some children that I raised that are older now of allowing them to have devices, you know, when they were 12, 13, 14. I will never do that again. Never.
Well, I get it. I get it as much as I can. You know, I would just love for Ada not to be, you know, obsessed with technology too quickly. It would be great for that to sort of be a gentle and gradual thing over time. So we're going to try, you know, we're like a one TV household, but there's not a TV in every room, for example. So we're trying to be real gradual with that, because
just what you said about the idle time, play time, and kids entertaining themselves and learning how to think on their own instead of constantly being entertained with media. It's so precious. It's so vital.
And because me as an adult, I'm already unhealthily kind of addicted, and I hate to confess it, you know, to using devices, even though I'll tell myself and anybody else, well, it's all for work and this, that, and the other. It's not. It's too easy to sort of waste an hour or four staring into a screen when, you know, that idle time is important to just exercise the imagination.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
So your new album, Leap, is this number four?
Number three.
Number three.
There has been a bunch of EPs in between, but yeah, this is number three.
Number three. Just released a couple of weeks ago, July 8th, and it's true to your, I don't want to say eclectic, artistic. When I listen to your music, it feels real. It feels real. It doesn't feel like, okay, this is a great hook and I'm going to, you know, play four chords so that people will get it stuck in their head like an earworm. And it feels like you're really sharing a story, an experience or an emotion. And I love that.
Thank you so much. You know, I don't mind like eclectic and all of that. Like, I try to fit myself into one box and I just can't do it.
You can't. Everything I read about you, people are trying to compare you to other people. And I'm like, no.
Well, that's okay. You know, I'm with you. I'm on your side of that whole kind of opinion and argument or whatever. But people are going to do that. And ultimately, if they want to talk about my music, that's cool. I guess I'd rather that than they didn't want to talk about it at all. So, yeah, you know, it's funny when I told you I fell in love with an electric guitar riff and I spent the best part of a year learning to play it on an acoustic guitar. And in that whole moment, long drawn out moment, I developed a passion for many different sounds, feels, styles. I loved pop music when I was a little kid, even way before I learned to play the guitar. As a small child, I had the radio on, I was playing records. As a creative child, I was drawing in all those moments, but I was listening to pop music, pop songs from the 90s and the early 2000s. And even from before that, my parents had little cassette collections and stuff. We used to play like old Motown stuff my mum had and all that sort of thing. So I'm obsessed with all different lanes of music. And I think a lot of my favorite artists have had so many different eras. Some of them have stuck more strongly to sort of one lane and it's just varied gently over the decades they've existed. And others have changed. You know, David Bowie is one who has drastically sort of shape-shifted through time. And Let's Dance, which was such a massive record for him in the 80s, is pretty different to like Changes from what I think was maybe 1969. Eric Clapton was in Cream. What a brilliant band. What a psychedelic electric guitar experience. And then in 1992, he had a huge hit with a song called Tears in Heaven that really sounds particularly different. So, you know, and that's just to name two sort of older artists, but there are way more up-to-date ones as well that apply just as much. And all I can't, you know, when I'm making, so Leap, you know, when I'm making a record, and it's the case for Leap as much as it has been on previous albums, I can't stick to one dynamic. There has to be kind of roaring and raging, racing, kind of ultimately like rock music, because that's something I'm really into. There will be softer, slower, maybe more soulful songs as well. Some will feel a lot more kind of stripped down to just a guitar and a voice, and some will have a bit more going on. And I really embrace all of that. And actually, it's funny, Leap was made, it really wasn't made in any kind of way that I would like to make a record again, because the pandemic arrived on the world. And the story is that I finished this album in March 2020.
Oh my, perfect timing, dude.
Right. The pandemic arrived and we all said, okay. It's all right. We'll mix the album. We'll have to do it over Zoom, but it'll be okay. And then in a couple of weeks, when this whole thing's blown over.
In a couple of weeks, we'll hit the road. We'll be able to tour. We'll be back with the fans. And 2 years later.
And it did. Exactly. It did not happen. Two years later, obviously, it was a different story. But by the end of 2020, when we finally sort of fully understood, I finally understood that it wasn't just going to be a couple of weeks or a couple of months. It was going to take some kind of while. I started to write again because the world wasn't opening up in the kind of way that I needed it to release the album I finished back in March. It wasn't going to do that. So I started writing again. I wrote through the end of 2020, through Christmas, through 2021, and I got a bunch of songs together that a lot of those songs I felt were maybe a bit better than at least half of the songs on the album I'd initially finished back in 2020. So already it's like a sort of scrapbook, you know, tapestry of different sounds. But I just, the songs are the most important thing to me, and they're allowed whatever production that they sort of are asking for. So what I've wound up with is an album that was half made in Nashville, all in the same studio, and then half of it was made over the internet with different producers in different parts of the world. One producer was based in New Zealand. One producer was based in LA. Another one was a different guy based in Nashville. So, you know, one of them I did on my own in London. So, but I love it. You know, it's the most honest depiction of making a record through those times. And I wanted to, like, I'm sort of proud of the fact I've been able to document that. And also going back to everything I've just been saying about, you know, staying authentic to myself and all the different music that I love and all the different sounds and kind of dynamics and genres that I love, it nods to that as well. There's like rock guitar music on this album. There's like softer, more kind of acoustic leaning singer-songwriter, heartfelt, emotional songs on there. There's stuff that's maybe a little bit more kind of soul-inspired. You know, there's lots of different sounds because that's who I am and that's what I love. And that's how I make music, even in a pandemic.
Even in a pandemic. Yeah, I can't complain about the pandemic because I have a studio in my home.
Sure.
And cool. I have two homes, actually. I have a smaller farm and then I have a very big farm. So right. when it dawned on me that, you know what, this is not going to be over in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I took the kids and we went to the big farm. Because if you got to be shut in, I'd rather be shut in on 5,000, you know, 500 acres with horses and cows. And love I have a studio there. And it really brought out, I think, in me and my show, a depth that was a good thing. Yeah, and the time that I had with my kids was so good. So that's good.
That's beautiful and important. And I think we all got a moment to sort of check in with ourselves. And I know it was very difficult for some people the last couple of years, really particularly hard. And I feel lucky that I'm sort of fortunate that when they said, okay, we're going to have to sit on the sofa at home for a while, that was quite sort of straightforward for me to do. The biggest complaint for me is, of course, it got a little boring and a little testing at times. But like, yeah, there was some beauty and quality to the time that we all kind of were forced to spend.
So now, pandemic is still there, but different.
Right.
You're going to be able to tour. Where can people see you? Where can they find a schedule? How can they see the dimples in person? Get your dimples?
We're still waiting. We're still waiting to find that out. You know, her face hasn't quite grown enough. I can tell you quite confidently that she's absolutely gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. But then that's what all parents say about their babies. But I stand by it. We are going on tour. Yes, we are. And you can find all the dates and stuff on my website. I'm doing a bunch of shows in the States with a brilliant band called the Lumineers. I'm going to go and open up for them for a while. They're playing in places, including Wrigley Field, so like some big stadium spots, which is going to be a lot of fun to be there.
The Lumineers, by the way, if nobody's ever heard of them or seen them, fabulous. They are such talented musicians. Oh, my word.
Check them out if you don't know them. But so we're going to go open up for them. And then that's through August and September. And in between those shows, I'm going to be doing headline shows of my own. And really, it's all just like getting back to America, which is somewhere that obviously I've not been able to come to for 2.5 years or something. I used to spend between 5 and 10 times a year I was coming to the States typically. So it's nice to finally get back, and I'll be playing a bunch of my own headline shows. And really, it's all just to sort of get things going in the States again and revisit all my fans who I've missed so much. So don't rule out 2023 being a busy year for me in America as well. I'm looking forward to being back.
We're looking forward to you coming back, James. James isn't the only one who has information to share with you. I want you to know about another one of my fantastic podcast sponsors. I live for a great summer day. Time with my little ones outside, time in the garden, picking veggies that are ripe and ready for dinner each night. And that's before I tend to my animals. But all that only happens because I am pain-free, thanks to Omega XL. Years ago, I discovered a simple but fabulous product, Omega XL. This product reduces the pain that comes from inflammation I feel in my hands and in my back from years of gardening and horseback riding that I've enjoyed. Omega XL are tiny little capsules filled with omega oils extracted from the green-lipped mussels found off the coast of the pristine waters of New Zealand. When I take Omega XL every day, I feel so much better. My hands feel better. My back feels better. My joints feel better. The problem is inflammation. That's the root cause of this kind of pain. If you suffer from this pain as a result of inflammation, try Omega XL. This summer, feel healthier so you can do more. That is my wish for you. Use Omega XL /love to order this for yourself. Buy one and get a second one free. OmegaXL.com/love or via phone 800-940-0599. That's 800-940-0599. You know, I mentioned earlier a lot of things I read, people try to compare you or put you in a lane with other artists. But when I first started listening to your music, the artist that came to mind, not because you sound anything like him, you don't, but the honesty that I hear in your music reminded me of when I used to play Jim Croce back in the day.
I don't know if I know Jim Croce.
Oh my gosh, you got to look him up. He was ahead of his time in his authenticity and his vulnerability. And then he died. It was very tragic, very sad.
How do you spell his last name? Just real quick.
C-R-O-C-E. Yeah, and like I said, not your style, not your voice, but your transparency. I guess that's the word I want to use.
Oh, that's really cool. No, I appreciate that. I'm learning constantly. Here's a funny thing, actually. So transparency and honesty and vulnerability, they're such important qualities to songwriting. And I find that just as a music fan, you know, in terms of the music that I love and that I listen to and that I discover, it's always the sort of the notes of honesty and vulnerability and that really kind of connect lyrically and musically, really, and like performance-wise. I'm also trying to unlearn as much as I can constantly. That's a sort of interesting angle that might surprise, but like, some of the most, maybe the most brilliant, beautiful, and best art that's created is born of some combination of passion and naivety. If you know, you can probably know too much about a process, and then all that's in your head during the process is that your sort of knowledge of like how something is done. It's a difficult one because you can't turn back time. So trying to unlearn stuff is hard. Like, for example, one approach that's starting to fail me now is that I made all my music on the guitar, or I wrote all my music on a guitar. And I can do a few things on a guitar at this point. I'm not too limited. So I moved to piano, and eventually I'm starting to get okay at the piano. You know, initially, like, I was playing on a piano because I didn't know what I was doing. And it was all, there was so much naivety and that brought its own sort of excitement in my writing. But yeah, like I say, you learn too much. So before long, I'm going to be picking up a trumpet trying to write songs on it because I don't know how to play that.
Glenn Campbell learned how to play the bagpipes for the same reason.
Wow. Well, there you go. I don't think my baby or Lucy, neither of them are going to appreciate the bagpipes.
Probably not if you practice them at home.
And yeah, it's never going to work. I'll have to go to the next town.
James, I could speak with you all day. Thank you for spending time with us. The best to you and your family and your baby and your music. And I'm looking forward to just everything that you produce, that you share with the world. Cause I think you are changing the world one heart at a time with the lyrics of your music.
That's a very beautiful thing to say. Thank you so much, Delilah, for having me as well. It's a joy. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Have a wonderful rest of your summer.
Nice one. Thanks so much. I hope I'll see you at some point. Come to a show.
I will. I definitely will.
And amazing.
I will come backstage and give you a big hug and just bless you and your family.
We finally live in that world again. That is exciting.
Someday. Soon, I hope. God bless you. Thank you, James Bay. Bye-bye, honey. Summer is a time to make memories, a time to give in to laziness, if only for a few moments at a time, and to savor all that is right with the world. Even though our cars now have AC, it's still a perfect time to crank the tune-ups, roll the windows down, let the wind catch our hair, and sing along to something that makes us feel good. I'm so glad there are artists like James Bay out there who continue to create just that kind of music. The dedication in the making sort of stuff that will be requested by my listeners for years to come. And that the kids of today will hear when they are having babies of their own. And it will take them back to sweet summers of their youth when all they cared about was whether or not the ice cream truck would come through their neighborhood that day. And if they could figure out if the boy or girl they had a crush on liked them back. Catch up with James Bay on Facebook at James Bay and on Instagram at James Bay Music for all the latest news and get James' new album Leap available everywhere right now. You should also go to jamesbay.com to see if he'll be anywhere near your hometown while he's touring this summer. And if he is, get tickets. In the meantime, join me on my nightly radio show, and I will do my best to help you get through the summer heat, taking your calls and dedications, sharing stories, and playing all your favorites. Give my daily podcast, Hey, It's Delilah, a listen too, and come back and join me on Love Someone in 2 weeks when I'll be sitting down with another inspiring guest. I can't wait to spend more time here with you.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.